What is up, my salty tears? My name is Sarah. Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Tea. I hope your day has been great. As I've told you before, I try to record at night just because that's the way my schedule works. So the next time you watch this, you'll probably be hearing it on a Friday morning or whenever you decide to watch it, evening, afternoon, who knows. Maybe you're sitting in the bathtub listening to this right now on a Monday. I don't know, but I hope you enjoy it. I've got my tea and I'm salty, so let's talk. I like that. That's cute. Need more tea. So I hope your day was well. My day was pretty interesting. I got about a dozen calls from Charles, like I always do, which is not always. I should tell you that. And I think I've re-said that somewhere. But it's not always. Maybe I told someone that. I can't remember. But it's not always that I get 15 billion calls from my husband. But when I do, oh, it's so sweet, and I love it. So I don't know if I told you guys this or not, and maybe I didn't, but we're gonna talk about it anyway. And if I told you, well, you can listen to it a second time. By the way, I repeat myself, so if I do repeat myself ever, I'm apologizing. Just listen to it again. You'll get over it. In the same breath, you got mad in. So when I told Charles initially about the salty tea, and I like just, hey, I started a podcast. He said, what? And I said, hey, I started a podcast. He said, oh my God. And I said, it is going on Apple podcast platform, and I'm trying to get it on these other platforms that, are big so that other people can listen to it too. He said, you're kidding. I said, no. He said, oh my God. So he stops what he's doing, which was talking to me, and he makes an announcement. He says, my wife made a podcast, y'all. And I heard people like yelling and shouting, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what is going on? He gets back on and he's just like, oh my God, that's great. I'm so proud of you. Like that is crazy. That's the craziest thing you've ever done. And I said, yeah, I know. But I wanted to do something to help me, Because the idea, the objective of this podcast is to help me. Just more or less, because I don't have a ton of people to talk to and hang out with, it's more or less for me to just cope with everyday life of you not being next to me. Even though we talk on the phone every day, it's a coping thing for myself because you're not going to bed with me, you're not laying down with me. So I had to do something for me, and that's why I made it. And he was just going on and on about how proud he was. And I think that the proud moment for me was when I told him and he literally praised the fact that I had made a podcast and it's on Apple podcast, platforms and it is on Spotify and it is on Amazon Music and iHeartRadio. I don't know if it's on iHeartRadio or not. I don't know if I activated that or not. But it's just the fact that we've come so far in our dynamic of our relationship that, I mean, I can remember when I would tell him something and all he would say is, yeah. But this distance, and I mean, even though he's literally 5 minutes down the road from me, this distance between us right now while he is serving his time literally is changing this man. And I cannot be more happier. And not for the fact that he is spending time away from me, but it's the fact that he is having a change of heart. When you have been with somebody, and I haven't been with him for years, like some people have been with their spouses for 30 plus years. When you have been with somebody and they are one way and one way only for a certain time frame, when what you try to tell them doesn't interest them, or when you try to get them involved in something you want to do and they just don't want to do it, it starts to make you feel lonely. And I know the person Charles was when he went in, and I can see the person he is now. And in the 4 months that we have been fully and officially away from each other, I can tell you, I can't even count on my hands and toes how many changes I've seen. The biggest thing is he's working on his anger, and the way he's working on his anger is he's working out. found a workout buddy, and they work out every day. Well, they work out, yeah, they work out 6 days a week. So every day that I work, he works out. On the seventh day, we do vacation, and we talk, and I rest, and he rests. And so, but I could just, one thing is the amount of times he tells me he loves me. The I miss you, and I want to be home with you, and I can't wait to share every waking moment with you. The romantic side of Charles has changed, and in a good way. I mean, he can be romantic at times, but when he was here, it was just whenever he felt like it. But now it's literally every day, and I've not even, like, it blows my mind. Like, time really does heal people and hearts. And it really does change outcomes and, you know, appearances of things. And I'm wow. And this is totally not the topic I was going to talk about tonight. But wow, I had to talk about it. It makes me happy that this man that I once fell in love with in the beginning is turning into the man again that I fell in love with. And before all the Karens come into, you know, message me or email me or, you know, pretty much comment wherever I share this and say, well, don't get too comfortable. I will get comfortable with the person he is right now. And if it changes, I don't mind getting back up on my feet and putting my guard walls back up. You don't know me, so shush. But right now I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace what I'm feeling and how I'm dealing with it and what's coming out of this. Like, this is just, this is beautiful. This is art to me. And if you know, you know. So, but he loves to write me letters. I'm awaiting a good 10 letters, I want to say, from him. But the system is really weird because when they send them out, even though they could send them out and they come to my house in a day, they have to ship it off to Birmingham. It has to be read. It has to be gone through. And then it has to be shipped back to Huntsville. And then it's literally delivered to my door. So it could take anywhere from a week to 3 weeks before it gets to me. And it's just because of the amount of mail they have to deal with. So it makes sense, you know? But it is what it is, you know, we're dealing with it slowly, one step at a time, yada, yada, yada. So, with that being said, I just want to pinpoint that communication goes a long way. I wrote Charles several letters, but one letter really, like, hit him home, like at home, because it pretty much described everything that I was feeling and how I just felt neglected and not loved and just felt like I was placed on the back burner. And this man calls me and is like, I do love you. And I'm like, you don't show it. Like, just saying I love you is not showing me that. It shows me nothing. Your words mean nothing without actions, and I will forever stand behind that. Your actions the way you're going to treat me for the rest of your life. You can tell anybody you love them. You can literally look at somebody and say, you have a beautiful face. And you can tell anybody that. But does your actions behind it follow? If they don't, it means nothing. And I will stand behind that 100% for the rest of my life. And if you don't believe it, try and change my mind. Give me a reason not to believe that first. So, you know, just give me a reason. But until then, that is my forever phrase in my mind, sketched, locked up, will forever be there. That's the way I was taught by my grandmother, and I do not plan on changing my ways unless somebody decides to teach me otherwise, which I know you can't, because my grandmother was the smartest woman in the world. Enough said. But, yes, Charles has talked about this. He says, I told him, and he would say he's just been so excited and so happy, and I just been so thankful for him, and grateful for him, just, you know, praising me and telling me I'm so proud of you, and just everything that you're doing is great, and, you know, everything that you've put your mind to, you're very determined, and, you know, just, I am soaking this in right now, and just, and for anybody that tells me I shouldn't, mind your business. You could take your nosy, Karen ass somewhere, and mind your own business. let somebody soak in this for a second, okay? Let me feel this vibe because it is what I need in my life right now. And I love it. I love it to pieces. I love the idea of Charles coming home to being this man. I love the idea of this man never changing back into, I like to call him the grumpy little, midget that he was, because he was a grumpy old midget. He will call himself a midget because he is short. He's below average of man size, as in height. And so, he compares himself to a midget all the time, or hobbit. And, you know, if you ask me, he's the cutest hobbit ever. And I love him to pieces, so we'll keep it like that. Also, somebody asked me in an email today, I was, you know, I seen it come through, and it was just like, what vape juice do you vape? And I'm not sponsored by this or anything, but the vape juice that I use is called Squeezed Strawberry. And Squeezed is the brand name. Strawberry is the flavor. And I smoke it in 3 milligrams. It's so good. It's not too overbearing. It's not too powerful. It's just lightweight. I just love it. So you should give it a try. Most vape shops have them. I don't know where you're located. But yeah, that's Squeezed Strawberry. They have a freeze version too if you like the nicotine-y more icy flavor for that as well. While I'm thinking about it, I was driving, like I was turning around today at a residential because it was a dead end and I had to turn around. So I'm backing up and I'm turning, I'm halfway turning, and now I noticed a chicken that flew in my window. A chicken. And I did not have my phone in my hand at the time to video this, but a chicken. Big ass hen flew in my window, sat its feet on my blue smalls bin, and my smalls are little envelopes and small bags that we have that are packages. Sat there, looked at me, like clucked, and flew out the window. I called him Mr. Stanley, and I finally did get my phone, and I was parked, and I pretty much said, you know, I didn't ask for a jumper. Jumper meaning, like, people to help me with my route and stuff. They'll help me jump packages and stuff. And I'm like, Mr. Stanley, I can't pay you until next Friday. I thought it was the funniest thing. And it just, it was crazy. Like, I had to stop for a second and be like, did this really just happen? Did I really just go through this? That is insane. So I thought I might share that with you guys. A whole chicken just out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even see him when I come up the road. And I definitely didn't see him before I left. So, like, where did you come from, man? Mr. Stanley's on the move. He's looking for money for his 9 children. This tea is good, by the way. You need to get you some. Hot tea, cold tea, green tea. Herbal tea, any tea, you need to get you some. But I just, back to Charles. Somebody asked me to tell them how I met him, and that'll have to be another episode in itself. I'll probably do that one tomorrow, just because it is a long version. And I will try to keep the episode between 25 and 30 minutes, but sometimes I will go over, and I'm sorry for that. Just be patient. If you don't want to hear it, then scroll past it, you know? But I definitely just am glad that Charles is just, he's becoming a better man for himself, not just for himself, but for me and his life, and I couldn't be more proud. I'm so very proud of him, and I never want to be without him. And I'm proud of all of his accomplishments. I really am. It just goes to show you that if somebody's really determined, they're going to fix it. They're going to change. So I hope that when he does come home, that it doesn't change and that he remains the same. But that is it for today. I wanted to just express how today went and how proud I am of Charles. And tomorrow, I probably will tell you the story of how Charles and I met. It's gonna be a little shocker, but I think you'll enjoy it. But it pays to be kind. I just want you to know something. It pays to be kind. So the next time you're out and you want to bully somebody, don't. You never know what they're going through. So be kind. Change the world. I love you guys. I am going to bed. I have to get up in the morning and I feel so drained and I hate it. But you guys get some sleep. I'll hear from you tomorrow. I can't wait to start the next podcast episode. And I'm gonna head to bed now. So good night. Peace out.